So this is Dustin. I get a little political about 15 minutes into the podcast. If you don't want to listen to that, that's completely fine. Just skip ahead about an hour, and you should be able to find something you like. Okay, bye. Welcome. Oh, ouch. Hey, everybody, and welcome to podcast episode five. This is Basement
From
Beards.
The top.
All right, ready? We're going to clap again. Ready? Welcome to Basement Beards, everybody. My name is Dustin Garcia. This is episode 5, Beards for One. Of course, we're not going to go around the table again. You know who everybody is. We got Carl to my right.
Who am I?
You're Carl.
We got Carl to my right.
What's up?
Directly in front of Carl, we got his brother, Mike. Directly in front of me, we got his friend, Nick.
Oh, good
my
save.
Friend.
Wow.
Good save.
Wow.
Good save.
Yeah.
Good save. Good save. Who's your brother? Who's your daddy?
And to my left, I got my brother, Dustin.
Hey. Oh, my God. Thank you.
What's up, my dog?
What's up?
We're brothers.
And as always, we're joined by Andrew Garfield.
Oh, Garfield III. Andrew Miller. Hey, he's giving us a sick wave. Actually, we're going to start off with something we're really happy about. Andrew's back with us. We missed him last time. He went to Florida.
If Andrew's the topic of the discussion, I just want to make a point. I love Andrew's friendship so much. He just comes over and just sits on my couch.
He's just, right. Yeah. He's like,
he's
hey,
doing
guys,
nothing with his life, but just sitting on my couch.
One Wednesday a month. Woo,
he's taking our hits
now.
Yep, those are days of the week.
Hold on.
One Wednesday a month, Andrew just comes over and sits on the couch for 3 hours.
He has a great time, too.
And he just, you know, takes a break, and he enjoys it.
Andrew's the best. Best Spider-Man.
You went best Spider-Man. I don't like Haley Joel Osment. He wasn't a Spider-Man.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he saw ghosts.
Maybe he was. You don't know.
Andrew, thumbs up, thumbs down. Harry Potter Land, Florida. Great. Would you do it again? Okay, he shook his thumb twice.
No, don't tell him. Don't tell the listeners.
They don't never know? They live
if you want to see the video feed of this podcast,
hold on
to our Patreon.
We'll post a picture of Andrew's mom. I was going to say his mom.
You were going to say his mom. Andrew's
you did go with your mom, but can you send us a picture of your mom giving a thumbs up?
Can we not talk about Andrew's mom?
Why
are we supposed to be talking about Andrew to begin with, let alone his fucking
Peter Parker?
Andrew's here to tell us if shit's bad or not.
Aunt May.
And he's never said no.
That's right.
The thumbs are in a certain direction that
thumbs
we're not going to say.
Podcast, we're going to talk about a few things
tonight. What are we going to talk about? And give me the exact timestamps. We're going to talk about them.
Okay. Like how much time we're going
to
give each one?
No. Like where to jump to in the podcast if we want to listen to this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How many minutes are we in now?
We clapped twice, so I don't know.
All right, we're going to start at the second set of claps.
Which, if you're listening, you have no idea what that means.
How many times have we been clapping?
There's a lot of claps today. No, we're actually going to talk about My Hero Academia, movie. Boku no Hero Academia. Are two heroes.
Oh, those heroes.
Because 3 out of 4 of us actually went and saw it.
Which is surprising.
Which is super surprising.
Can you guess who? Post in the comments below.
Yeah. The two
spoilers,
people with Japanese-sounding voices definitely saw it.
I didn't.
But I know. Oh, Carl, you
spoilers.
Missed out. It was a very
way
mediocre
to wrap me out.
Movie.
I didn't know it was
it
me.
It was a movie.
I saw the first three episodes on Netflix. It seems like a cool show.
Yes.
Is it on Netflix?
But it's also a high school
No,
anime.
it's on Hulu and Crunchyroll.
Funimation.
Same thing. And Funimation. But who pays for that shit? Yeah. I liked it.
I thought it was okay.
That's what I meant to say.
I thought it had some pacing issues, and I wish it wasn't placed where it was, considering the season that it had just aired had already gone past that point in the story. So
exactly.
There was
so it wasn't a complete story? It's just a part of the story?
It was just
it was
a filler, an hour and a half filler.
An hour and a half
episode?
A filler. But hey, you know what? There was still some stuff I enjoyed from that film that I don't think we would have gotten outside of it. Given the current state of characters in the show.
Yeah.
Being kind of spoiler-free here because the third person who went to go see it has not actually, I believe, seen any of the television
Correct.
Show.
I have not seen any of it.
So, Nick.
A family member wanted to go see it, and so I took them to go see it.
So, not knowing anything about the series, were you able to grasp most of it? Because luckily...
They did a little, like...
Yeah, they give you pretty much the
there's,
story in the beginning,
two,
which is,
right.
for
like
us,
two
is
recaps.
A waste, is a
yeah,
waste
totally.
Of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it was enough to get the general gist of it. I didn't know why he was being a spaz when the girls got there.
Because he's socially awkward.
That's some weird anime bullshit. Where
it's a typical shonen.
Because his best friend told him to kill himself in the first episode. And he's never really recovered.
Yeah, Midoriya, he has a really abusive relationship with people.
Mm-hmm.
Being that he likes to be abused by the people who he thinks cares about them.
Like all heroes.
Wait, Midoriya is the main character. The one
you might know, you might know him as Deku.
Or whatever
yeah, Deku. Like Deku. Yeah,
Deku-chan.
And then Bakugo is a Yamine! Yamine!
I'll kill you, you son of a bitch.
Blows up things with his fist.
Grenade ball.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
The guy who's just like, don't tell me what to do.
Kacha!
Like,
yeah.
Fucking time.
The guy who got lost with his best friend Hard Boy and they somehow ended up 8 floors above the party and they definitely weren't going to go
hey,
fuck.
Hey, Red Riot, one of the best characters in that show. I love
definitely
Red
weren't
Riot.
Sneaking
who's
off to go
Red
fuck.
Riot?
Is
that
hey.
The ice and fire guy?
No, that's
Todoroki.
Todoroki. No, Red Riot was the dude who was with Blow Up Guy who can make his body hard.
Hard man.
And he's red hair, big red hair.
Yeah.
He's the guy who had a backup suit just in case.
Anyway, you've seen some animes in your time.
I have seen some animes, yes.
I would say you're probably not a big anime fan, but you've seen them.
It depends on the anime.
You only like
true,
small
true.
Anime.
Do you like big anime, like robots?
Actually, that's not
fucking, that's a lie.
You watch, like big robots. Yeah, you watch all the... You watched the three original Gundam movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long show.
By the way, if you type in Gundam on Hulu, they have almost everything, which is wonderful.
Confusing.
Yeah, kind of confusing. Pretty great. So you enjoyed it. It was a movie to you, right? Did your cousin like it?
Yeah, he was amped about it. I mean, it was all right. I mean, it wasn't spectacular or anything, in my opinion.
You could say it was all might.
Stop.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's the big. They have been rivaling it to being in the big three now, right? With the big three pertaining to One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach, although two of them are gone.
Yeah, two of them are gone. But
so, in place of those, you have.
What do you mean? By that?
In terms of
the the biggest anime and manga series
manga stuff,
in
yeah.
the world,
like the big Shonen Jump stuff.
Yeah.
Shit.
So One Piece is the biggest. One Piece has been around the longest. It's the big. The biggest following in the whole world, including Japan.
So wait, what two are done?
Naruto and Bleach.
Okay. Naruto is going to Boruto.
Boruto's the sequel series where it takes place a few years later with this kid.
Basically, what if all the same shit, but different characters?
Exactly, yeah.
What's
so
that, what's that game that has Naruto and the Bleach character fighting each other? Force Jump?
Super Smash Brothers. Jump Force, something like that.
Well, they have Jump Force, and then you have
and that new thing,
All Stars, whatever, that was released a couple years ago that has all the Shonen Jump characters fighting together, but you can have three of them fighting at once.
And they've got this, they announced this new thing at E3 or whatever, where it's very similar.
Yeah, now they got like a Smash Brothers version, but
yeah.
I'm excited, man. The Shonen Jump characters are great. I mean, if you're thinking for basic, you want to get into anime, you want to get into manga, there's a reason why those are so big. There's a lot of, like I said, it's Shonen Jump, so it's stylized for young teenagers and usually action adventures, and that's what the big three are. But now, Boku no Hero Academia is moving up. It's got a huge following very quickly. What are you smiling about?
I just like to use the Japanese name.
Boku no Hero Academia. Hey, I read the manga. Thank you for
Patrick. You purchased the manga legally?
No. who does that?
You're a pirate.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Sorry, Viz Media.
Anyway, Mike, you and I kind of feel the same way. It was just another episode.
It was, it was take the good stuff when they do unique things from the anime, and then take some of the bad stuff when they do unique stuff from the anime. There were jokes in there that I really appreciated, like having the Invisible Girl playing Rock, Paper, Scissors with the rest of the girls.
That was great.
That's
I like that a lot.
Really funny joke.
When she brought out Uno, and they're like, I guess there's a bomb threat at this school. Let's just stay in our apartment and play Uno.
I don't know what's going on. Okay. Let's play some Uno. Which, I mean, that's also kind of part of the problem I have with the show is a lot of it. This show is an ensemble cast. There's a ton of characters, and as a result, the movie, basically, half of them participate, and the other half were just kind of there in the background, which is better than, say, a Dragon Ball movie, where everyone's just there to make Goku or Gohan look good.
Exactly.
But it's still like, I want the bird boy to do something.
Yes.
I want the invisible girl to do something. She would have been real useful sneaking around, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest issue with the... It's centered around Bakugo, Midoriya, and Fire Ice Boy.
Todoroki.
And then everybody else is just kind of there.
Yamamo.
What I like about it, though, is that in the anime, they're showcasing what they didn't do in the manga. They gave those people time to shine.
Totally.
Like Momo is one of my favorite characters. The big-breasted girl that can create things out of her body.
Titty ninja.
Yeah. And she's really cool, and they give her time to shine.
great things out of her body, like Kirby, if you will, like turns into the shape, or does she
her superpower is that she takes her body fat and can just be like, hey, check this out. A howitzer came out of me.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm over here making shells. Oh, wait, no, I need to eat.
Yeah, like she gets real tired and can't do it.
Does this tank come out skin color, or
is
it just like,
it's
the actual thing?
It's basically just an excuse to let her open up her shirt off camera.
Well, and a lot of times it comes out of her back, too.
But it comes out like a tank color?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's her paint in there.
But the cool thing about it, right, is...
this whole thing,
I want a skin tank.
This whole thing is basically like, it's superheroes.
That's all it is,
It's all superheroes. Everybody's got a weird thing.
I watched 3 episodes of the Netflix. I got like kind of into it, but then it immediately went to like high school anime. And
it's a shonen. That's how it is.
I want to steer clear because I can't look at teenagers all naked in high school.
Tell me one that isn't.
One Piece don't go to school.
There are schools involved, and they're all kids. They're kids for the most part.
I'm not saying they're not kids.
They just didn't go to school.
They didn't go to school. They're teaching you how cool it is not to go to school.
It's all about learning and adventure.
And wearing hats.
Isn't Bleach the guy dead?
Bleach is weird.
Bleach starts out like in high school, and then he runs away.
He dies.
He gets stabbed through the chest with a spirit sword.
Naruto starts out in school. He runs away too. You know what? Everyone likes the story where you run away from school.
Yeah, nobody wants to go to school.
Nobody wants to go to school. That's why you got to market to kids. You don't want to go to school.
There you go. To go to school.
I never watched Bleach, but I'm pretty sure he's, like, dead on purpose. Like
you have to watch the follow-up.
I think he kills himself to be a sword.
Look, in Bleach, he's a hollow.
There's a
he's
sword.
He's a Quincy.
I stopped watching that show halfway through when I realized what it was.
Bleach got really fucked up, but most of it was pretty good, so.
I guess.
Yeah. If you're a fan of My Hero Academia, you can probably skip the movie. I don't really think you need to see it.
I don't know.
It's done very well for an anime
film. If you're a fan of the movie, it's for if you're a fan of the show, it's for you. Like maybe don't go see it in theaters, but like
okay, there you go. Don't go see it in theaters.
I don't know. We once saw it at Gateway and it's $5, so that was worth it.
Yeah, but you gotta drive up there. So it's not $5.
Well, yeah, but
you gotta walk by that Jimmy John's.
Dustin, we can't assume that all of our listeners, all of Seth, have to drive to a movie theater.
Thank you for reading.
Thank you for reading our transcript of this for the hearing impaired. I don't know. I mean, like, there's no rush, like, no need to rush out and go watch it. But I think watch it. There's definitely there's enough decent moments in there that I would say it's worth watching.
Dustin, you have to watch a movie. The Nun or that one? Which one do you pick?
I picked that one over The Nun.
So did a lot of America, it turns out.
Please go ahead and read my review on The Nun. It's really great. It's on Basement Beards podcast.
I actually read it.
Basement Beards.
I did. You fucking hate that movie. Spoiler.
I hate that fucking movie. Did you read Beyond the Black Rainbow review?
I didn't read that one. Okay. Sorry. I'm working on it.
Can we all go see Mandy?
What's that?
The new Nicolas Cage movie.
I heard a lot of really good things about this.
It's getting fucking stellar reviews.
Phenomenal reviews.
It's the same director from Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Is this like a limited theater showing type thing?
Do
we know of a theater that has it?
You can rent it on YouTube, and I say we watch it one night.
Fucking YouTube.
On YouTube?
God, oh, man.
You know Carl's opinion on YouTube.
The transition is perfect. Nick, we're going to skip over your adventure.
Oh,
we're going right to Carl Explains YouTube Rap.
It's
and
trash.
Why he hates
We're
it.
Done. Back to Nick's adventure.
No.
What do you want to talk about?
Look, so if you listen to the previous podcast, Carl spoke the most he's ever spoke, ever.
So I know everything there is to know about rap music, and I am the all pillar of judgment.
The almighty rap.
And I'm 100%. I don't know much about rap. I do like Asian things. I'm a weeaboo at that way, and I like to listen to different countries and different ethnicities do rap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I found out about this 88 Rising group that is primarily Asian rappers, Indonesia, China, Japan.
Nothing wrong with Asian people.
No, nothing
just
wrong
with
all.
That for the court.
Yeah, I love.
Asians are great.
Asians
Thank
are great.
You for your technology.
Thank you so much. Samsung is good.
Yep.
So I found out about this group, so I got real excited, and I sent Carl all these messages, and he never responded because he knows about rap and knows that they're all YouTube garbage.
It wasn't worth my time.
And it wasn't worth his time. And so...
all the YouTube rappers that I can think of are all bad. That means that this also collection of YouTube rappers are also bad. Just because the last batch are bad, this one has to be bad too.
No, come on. You're not going to give it a chance. Hey, my phone's blowing up.
If I walk by and get stabbed by somebody...
Dustin, put your phone on mute.
And I walk by them again, they're going to stab me again.
I don't think that's true.
It's very true. You got to live your life like that. They wronged me. No, it's not. The hate is not meant for these people. They're doing their thing. They're having a great time. It's all fine. I won't ever listen to it though. So that's just me.
You
cash money.
You teaching me about Britain's techno rap.
Well, I was trying to show you some good rap with some UK grime, some techno, some just hard bars. But
what are some weird genres in rap that we have nowadays that we didn't have? Because like I've heard trap music. Trap music's a thing.
Trap music is a thing. It's just like a sound.
It's like a sad sound, right? Like it's they take things and break it apart to make it sound bad.
Trap music is when people rapping about cooking drugs in the kitchen and like selling shit out their back door. If that door opens awkwards, it's supposed to. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
That's trap music because they're trapping with drugs. It's the trap, trap, trap. That's all there is in life.
Blap, blap, tells us about trap traps.
Don't go to the trap.
So what are other weird genres, Carl,
that
we should know about?
Of rap music?
Yeah.
Stay far away from...
I see him looking over, like, where I need to pull Spotify.
I'm trying to think of like any bad music that I listen to, and I don't listen to bad music.
Right? Well, why would you listen to bad music?
All right, Carl. I think that's wrong. we all listen to bad music.
I haven't listened to a single bad song once.
Not even Happy Birthday?
That's a hit. That's a classic. That's a hit.
It's trademark. Can't sing that.
Not anymore.
No, I don't know. I listen to all kind of rap. There's not really any like weird genres out there. Emo rap's kind of weird. People just rap about how sad they are.
Is there a heavy metal rap?
Yeah. Ice Cube's group. Ice-T's group. That's technically like heavy metal rap, right?
Ice-T?
Yeah, you know Ice-T's in a rock band, right?
Like the old guy?
Ice-T, legit.
Like Law & Order Ice-T?
Fuck yeah,
Law
you didn't know this?
No.
Yeah, he came out in the 90s. He did the song called Cop Killer.
What year?
Like 93?
That's not me.
Look,
I was 1 year old.
I was 6 years old.
Brag about it, Grandpa.
Listen to Cop Killer.
Cop Killer! I was like, yeah, Dad, this shit is fire.
Shuttlingo.
He was like, nobody says that, boy.
All right, so yeah, we talk a little bit about rap.
Don't listen to YouTube rap. Next.
Okay, I'm going to continue. Like A Rise.
You can like what you like, but don't listen to YouTube rap.
Joe G.
Filthy Frank rapping. That kid wears a fucking pink suit, rolls around in the goddamn dirt, and now I need to respect this man and his hard fucking bars? Get his goofy-ass YouTube shit off my life.
Look, that was his persona. Joe G is who he is.
He just walks
man.
Around and goes, fat! And he's just like rolling around and shit.
That's the guy I'm into.
I bob my head like, yeah, fucking get it, Joe G.
Dude, you never heard a song about fucking cooking rice balls?
I don't want any of this.
I love that Carl is fucking triggered by Joe G. Look up
Pink Guy and look up the sex song. It's all in Japanese about talking
why
about
would
anyone
do that?
Sex. Why did I do
what
that?
What a terrible recommendation.
Because they're allowed.
Hey, go look up this YouTuber sex song. No.
No. You don't think R. Kelly has ever done a sex song?
Hold on. R. Kelly's a bad person, first and foremost. That man's in a fucking sex cult, and he's pissing on people left and right, and they're okay with it. And that's not okay.
That's true.
Look, if they get paid.
No one's reporting it because everyone's okay with what's happening, and that's not okay.
Oh, my God. Are we going to jump into how Hollywood is a bunch of sex cultists?
I mean, they are. Next transition. Nick, top 10 Hollywood sex cultists.
Nick, who's your favorite and least favorite sex cultist?
None of two
reasons why.
Oh, God.
I thought you were going to say Obama for a second. I was like, no, he's not.
Oh. That we know of. Time still moves.
That's here to protect him.
We didn't think Bill Cosby would do anything bad.
God, yeah, isn't that a bummer?
Hey, he's in jail.
He's in jail
he's
for
old.
Three to, what, 3 to 10 years? 5 to 10 years?
I thought it was like 25 years.
No, it's like
no,
3 to 10
like
years.
3 to 10.
For raping a lot of people.
He's not going
to
No, he only got convicted of one.
I really hope
he's in like 30, though, yeah. Right?
Okay. I really hope he's not in like rich jail.
There's
he
a
is.
Lot.
I
of,
want him to get it.
Yeah, I want him to his. I want his blind ass to get destroyed by some dude.
You
like
walk.
Physically, not sex.
Well, it's going Unless to be that.
I mean, whatever. No one wants to rape an old man.
Bill Cosby's on the block. Oh,
I
gotta get
you,
that title.
Yeah, look, I bet gone. You he walks into prison and they're Cosby's like, "Hey, butt. You didn't rape kids, so you're pretty cool."
I don't know. They're gonna. I
no,
think
I heard.
They're gonna
I heard.
Say is, I heard kids say the darndest things, old man.
Oh shit. Yeah, there's a lot of controversy going on about sexual misconduct in our world right now.
People just need to accept it. If no one said no, it wouldn't be a problem. Is that the right way? We're going with this? No. Well, actually, stand up for yourself.
Carl stepping to bat with Dustin's bat or something. What the fuck?
Dude, oh, yes. No, I...
Stand
you know,
up for yourself. Know your rights.
I know my... Three exactly.
Guns. Six guns. One in your chest.
I'm right there. I actually have an opinion about that.
Oh, yeah? Opinions go.
But let's not care. Let's not talk about it.
You want to talk about your opinion?
The Kavanaugh Ford thing is so crazy.
You hear the next thing that just happened today?
What?
So the White House is telling the FBI where to look in this investigation.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no.
The White House, Trump, mm-hmm. is telling the FBI, who's looking into this, where to look. What's that sound like to you? Bullshit. Sounds sham like, investigation.
Sounds
sham.
Like
sham.
Sounds like this is great for the winning team.
Yo, in 10 years, we're in war. We're all dead.
Oh God. Yeah, it's a weird time to live in America right
we
now.
We know what's happening. That's how weird it is.
Yeah. I try to be impartial to that kind of stuff because I want evidence, but I know that in sexual misconduct, it is very hard to find evidence.
Oh, my
evidence.
God. You can't say that. You're starting shit everywhere on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen it?
Thing.
No, my post.
He's not a Supreme Court judge, though.
Yeah.
I can say what you want.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
You
I'm allowed to
trans on anybody.
What the fuck? No. No, I did not. No. No. I just want evidence and... not hearsay, and I know that is very hard to find in sexual
evidence.
Misconduct.
On Facebook, motherfucker, you're
yeah,
not gonna
all my
find
friends are,
it.
All my friends are liberal scum, just like me, and they fucking lose it. That's what I don't like. They lose it whenever you say, well, there's no evidence, but if this happened, it must have happened.
To be fair, there have been like scientific studies and shit that say like if he's inebriated and blackout drunk, he might not fucking remember it.
Sure,
and
but
she
would also
remember
doesn't.
It because it's
did anybody actually
shit.
Listen to the whole thing? I
no.
listened to both of them all the way through. That lady does not know exactly where the fuck she was until she gets to the bedroom. Then she knows the bedroom. She doesn't know who brought her to the fucking party or who how she got home. She doesn't
it's
know any
of that
shit. It's
a traumatic event. You think you'd fucking remember traumatic
I
events?
I think, yes. But
you remembered his uncle raping
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he remembered his uncle.
You do remember traumatic events.
Do you remember,
events.
Like, the time before
time,
your uncle came in?
My problem is that time changes no matter if it's traumatic. So 30 years, you're going to remember things differently every single time.
Not necessarily.
So, no,
if
that's
it's made
facts.
A huge impact in your life.
That's not, that is facts.
If you're dealing
they've
with that shit
that.
Every single day.
You know what?
If it was so horrific, wouldn't you just block it out?
Exactly. Wouldn't you
works.
Just moved on with
also,
your life?
If you
well,
have
so
to
that's,
talk about
that's,
it,
I mean,
fast it.
Also
was,
the fact
that's where that argument comes from, that maybe she did until he was nominated for Supreme Court. I don't, Dustin, I'll tell you the same thing that Jim and I were saying the entire time when we were reading your posts, which is just people were just, we just wanted an investigation. Like
I'm fine with an investigation.
Yeah, that's
and
totally.
He was fine with an investigation. Well, but then everybody's saying, he said originally, he's like, I wanted to tackle this and defend myself. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah, he lost his temperament. And I would say that's probably not great to be a Supreme Court judge. But at the same time...
And it's really funny when people...
I would get really upset about it, too, if somebody was smearing my name. Even if there's facts or not.
Carl, can you hit me with some NPR music before this
I'm
starts?
Just...
Like, right now, yeah.
It's scary nowadays. And like I said before, I feel
it's
like...
It's scary to be a man in America. Because you might be accused of rape.
I got
yeah.
my strap.
Is that what? Is that what?
Look, and then, and I know when you say it that way, then ladies will be like, "Well, it's here's how you defend yourself. You don't go to parties by yourself. You don't drink." To, like, they, I understand what they're where they're going for. Ladies are more disenfranchised in the situation. They get they're more prone to sexual abuse.
I'm bleeding.
Rip. I don't know. It's just it was really interesting to see how many people just. Didn't give a shit about evidence, and they just were like, yeah, I mean, she said that he did this.
We live in a society where we're going too far past everything. We believe the women first without any, like, investigation, which is not a bad thing because we've been, for the longest time, hush, hush, this didn't
sure.
fucking happen.
Sure.
But we, like, it's really far one way, now it's really far the other way,
yeah.
and there needs to be a middle ground where
do you think it's
comes
a comfort
back
zone?
To fucking common sense.
Yeah, I feel like common sense and comfort zone. Actually, that's a good question where I feel for their side. I feel like now guys are not in their comfort zone.
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be. So, yeah, I agree that we are – men have been, you know, have been taking it easy, I guess. But, again, I've never raped someone, but nowadays yes.
– Whoa. You don't say I've never raped someone.
I've never
raped –
I can have facts. No, but nowadays –
door cracked.
He's never raped
hold
somebody's
on.
Butt.
But nowadays –
was but
nowadays if somebody was to say I did and it was a girl I would be fucked regardless
you would
no
be
evidence.
Fucked in the public image
yeah and that is will destroy your world that's fucking awful I don't like it I don't agree with it I don't think it's right it's bullshit and this Me Too movement has gone way too far I fucking think I 100% think that and I think it's way too far.
Yeah, but, like, what if I can just yell really loudly and that gets people fired from across the fucking globe? Isn't that cool? Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, is it cool? Yeah. Is it right? No.
But that's power. I can sit in my basement
sorry. I should
and,
not
like,
have brought this up.
And troll people.
Yeah, this was – hey, you made sorry. A real interesting choice for this podcast.
I made a mistake. Sorry, guys. We're going to –
I just want to throw over something real quick. That whole like political and Supreme Court stuff, like the whole like, oh, he got too mad, she got too mad. Doesn't matter. We're fucking getting invaded by Russia right now, dogs. Like, that dude's just a placeholder because President Russia Trump, man, wants to put him there so he has control of all three fucking branches and he can pass any law he wants. That's pardon true. Himself to everything. Rape doesn't fucking matter.
I have
that
an issue with
the spot. We're fucked.
I have an issue with us being politics, real deep in with Israel. Like, they're not good people there. That's my issue. I think that we forget about.
I fucking love this
What's got going on in Israel? What are they doing?
Yeah, because no, dude, they're just murdering thousands of people next door to them all the time.
Who cares? I got people dying in the street here in America.
I'm just saying, if you're saying an outside force that we're in bed with,
are you saying like Palestine has nothing to do with fucking people being murdered and shit on that border?
I think Israel is the worst out of for Palestinians, definitely. 100%.
Israel doesn't have nukes. Russia does. We're fucked.
Oh, shit. But who cares? This isn't a political podcast. I'm sorry. If you get
Dustin's
turned off.
Political podcast.
Sorry. Because, look, I'm not smart enough to make judgments on these things,
Whiskers
I guess.
In the White House.
Just go Whiskers in the White House. I like that one better.
Just go to the polls during the midterms and try to vote. And then watch how none of your voting matters because it's already hacked like it was in 2016.
Hey, I love
to
vote.
Which got here in the first place. And then go to the street and then see
what
happens.
One day Bernie will be here and everything will be just happy.
No, he won't until we got to fucking fight the man.
I know. Hey, I go out and
patrol
vote.
The streets.
I go out and vote. Why did our generation not go out and vote?
Voting isn't going to matter. It's
I know, but that's all we can do.
Wait, you voted?
But what happens?
Fuck yeah, I voted.
What happens when you can't vote? What happens when that doesn't do anything? Then what do?
What happens when what?
We can't vote.
We
matter.
Call your congressman.
Okay, what if the congressman is all Russians? Then what do you do?
I don't speak Russian.
Yeah, it's a problem. That's why you got to figure out how to call your congressman.
I'll send him an email, and I'll have Google translate it.
Okay.
Work. Great. Nick, you went on an adventure.
Into Moscow.
I feel like we all went on an adventure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, start clapping.
Actually, I'm not sorry.
And go.
Nick.
Welcome to Basement Beers episode 15, Whiskers in the White House.
Like the Warriors.
Whiskers in the White House.
So, us nerdy folks, we really enjoy board games, role-playing games, stuff of that nature. And there is probably one to two places in Fairfield County, in Ohio, that we can get to easily that we enjoy going to get our supplies.
Amazon.com.
Amazon, definitely.com.
Definitely.
Physical places. There's a place called the Guard Tower. It's in Columbus, Ohio. And Nick
didn't hear me.
Went on an adventure to experience their new opening.
There. I missed what the fuck you said, and I don't know. If
you
I want
experienced them. Their new opening.
No, they've been open for about a month.
Started
now.
From the bottom. Now we're here.
Oh Jesus.
That's a good rap song.
Yeah.
That's better than the 88 Rising song.
Fuck you.
Saturday.
Tell us your adventures from Saturday.
So,
Nick.
Me and my girlfriend went on a trip. What? Fuck you, Mike. We went to fucking Reynoldsburg. Which, really, side note, fuck you, Mike. I swear to God. We went to Half Price Books, and we actually bought a Little Terrain for, like, $5, and it was actually really fucking neat that they're selling that shit.
That's cool.
But yeah. We went to the Guard Tower, which is the Guard Tower East. I swear to God. Mike.
I'm listening.
I swear to God, Dustin. That's why we can't have nice
things. No, you went
this
to...
That's exactly
went,
why we
you
can't.
You went to Guard Tower
Guard
East.
Tower opened a new place.
Yeah, in Reynoldsburg.
Yes, in Reynoldsburg on Main Street.
It's oh, really?
Fucking, yeah, it's...
No, sorry. I thought it was just in another place in Columbus.
No.
Although I forget, like, Reynoldsburg is, like,
it's
Columbus.
It's like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah, that's way better. I like that idea. Is it close to where we got in our car accident?
No. It's if you go Bryce Road and up there, yeah, you'll run into it.
Oh, okay. But, nice.
Run into it. But no, we went up there, and it was mainly for my nerdy shit because I've actually been to the local game store, which had just opened up
Odyssey
in
Games.
September.
Yes.
Yeah, last month.
They had their light opening or hard opening.
Soft opening. Soft launch.
That turned hard. it was flaccid. Then it got there.
They had a
lukewarm opening.
So many people would come in. And then
yeah, I went in there. I spent $70.
Mistake.
I have...
I thought we treated your magic addiction.
No. I bought a D&D book and dice.
Mistake.
Sorry, it was $60.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
$10.
Hey, you know what? That's a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to support local business, and I know okay. that we
every so, local business.
No. Yeah, I love any. Trader Joe's. I mean, sorry, Aldi's.
Because it's Trader. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Aldi's is Swiss.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is the American Aldi's. They're the same. They're owned by the same company.
They're all Swiss.
Look it up. Wikipedia that shit.
There is a fucking restaurant in town called Trader's Cafe, and that fucking Trader Joe's just reminded me of that fucking place.
Here we go.
No, I've never been there before. I know they have breakfast.
Like an old
coffee.
People place.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere in town is an old people place.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you ever been to cemetery?
Fucking Odyssey. That's awful.
Young people go there sometimes.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Nick, the new building, is it as good as the old building?
Yeah, I think it's better, actually.
What does it smell like?
It smells like board games and nerds.
They have a cat?
Actually, no, it smells like board games.
Yeah, is there a cat in there?
Not that I saw.
It's not a real
cat. You yank a hangnail out? You yank a hangnail out?
What are you talking about?
That's so fucking gross. We're talking about motherfucker, focus.
You're bleeding over there. I'm a vampire boy.
I've been bleeding for a while. I told you I was bleeding.
Fang
I know. I was really into that political thing there for a second. I lost track
of it. And I filled this napkin up with blood.
Oh, no.
So,
but no, I went up there. It's big. It's massive. It's got a lot of shit. It's got a wall full of Bones miniatures, which puts me in fucking hog nerd
heaven. The wall of Bones.
It's got a shit ton of board games. We picked up some stuff. And
did you buy board games?
What'd you get?
I bought one board game.
What is it?
What did you buy?
It's a fucking nothing. It's a nothing game that you
guys want to fast.
Wait, is it a game that you and Natalie can play together?
Is it Not So Fast?
Oh, okay. Well, what is it? We might want to have girlfriends one day.
You kidding me? Girlfriends are very nice. You should get
one. I had one a long time ago. They fucked me up when I don't have one anymore.
No, we got it's a
sad Dustin.
It's a weird fireworks game that I haven't quite.
Hanabi.
Of Kanabi.
He's bought a box of fireworks.
Hey, you can buy them here, but you can't use them here.
It's literally fireworks.
What? Did they change the law?
You can just walk in and buy it now. They don't give a fuck.
You can fucking.
Yeah, I said you can buy them here, but
you
can't
fireworks.
Use them.
You can't shoot
them. I fucking said that.
Well, you can buy them here, but you can't use them here.
Shut the. Oh, my goodness.
But what Hold on. Wait. Now I want to hear. Okay. So they didn't. You didn't have a cop when you bought fireworks last time?
No. You just walk in there.
They didn't have one the last time.
Did you go to Hamburg?
Yeah.
Which one did you go to?
He
went to CVS and bought them right there out the front.
the only fireworks
Hamburg?
Place?
Hamburg fireworks?
There are two.
The one driving.
Phantom fireworks.
You're going to drive to the flea market. Rakayan is on the left.
Hamburg.
Okay, Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Driving all the way
Phantom fireworks is the other
across
one.
The border is a big old warehouse full of barns.
Barns.
Wait, there's a warehouse full of barns?
Yeah.
How big is this warehouse?
Dude, it's at least
it's normal size,
feet.
Just really small barns.
Was that Indiana?
Oh, okay. Something like doghouses.
They're sheds.
A barn is just a small shed.
Wait, no.
No, a barn is just
a big
shed.
A
big
shed.
A shed is just a small barn.
And all humans
Help
are boats.
Me. Oh. Sail!
So it sounds like you had a good time.
Okay.
So sorry. We talked about how we get off topic really fast.
Yeah,
like
real
that.
Fucking quickly. No.
We just talked about sheds and barns and fireworks.
I won't say names, but we all have met these two people.
Me.
And they're kind of pretentious assholes.
Oh, yes, they are.
I know this person.
And
I loved these people very much for a long time until they became weird.
And if you know who you are, you do.
Yeah,
they don't
listen
to this
do.
Fucking podcast. We're too.
Oh, I'll share it to them on Facebook. Oh, wait, they're not
don't
Facebook
say
friends
that.
Of mine anymore.
Episode 30, we might hit it big and people come back to watch
I
episode
4. I mail every podcast, everyone.
No, so... Nice. They were up there. I did not fucking realize it was them because I was too busy looking at fucking board games and mini paint.
Pandemic Legacy Season 2.
Mini shit and sending you guys stupid pictures of fucking pandemic walls.
By that.
Bone wall.
And so I did not realize it was them until I heard her voice, which is...
Oh my God.
That was perfect. Oh shit.
God, I'm so
right.
Fucking,
and
yeah.
she definitely has a fucking attitude when it comes to games and shit. I didn't realize it was her. Apparently, my girlfriend mentioned that he was staring at her, I guess, with the look saying, like, trying to figure out who she was. But she's not in our circle of friends, so he would have no fucking
I think you're talking about his wife.
Yeah. No.
Who the fuck are you, and why did I stick my dick in
why? Here? Hold on.
That's a good fucking question.
It's weird.
But I overheard a conversation that she was having with the guy selling stuff, the guy behind the counter,
the vendor,
the
salesman.
Salesman the sales is a good way. But she brought up Odyssey Games in in our town.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, yeah, we heard about a new game store opening in Lancaster, and we thought it was going to be big. And then when we went in there, it wasn't. Like, how fucking retarded can you be? That's a new fucking store that just opened up.
Used to be a flower shop, I heard,
it,
right?
It used to be a flower shop.
Next to a really trendy bar.
Oh, it's the flower shop. That's where
the bar is no longer there. The bar moved to downtown.
And now it's a flower shop.
Wait. So... Okay, stop.
Stop what?
Stop, please.
Odyssey Games used to be a flower shop. It was right across from
Bootleggers.
Bar.
Oh,
yeah,
used
right.
To be Coaches.
Right from Bootleggers, yeah.
So, wait, Bootleggers is gone now?
Bootleggers is gone. They moved downtown.
Now. What's in there now?
Coaches. Nothing.
We should buy it.
It's a barn.
We need a bear.
What are we putting in there? What are we putting in there? Just this podcast?
The podcast building. We just need an apartment. We're all moving into that building.
We're just going to upload. That's just we upload the podcast to that building.
There's a flash drive
there's
in the
wall. There's a flash drive in the wall, yeah, yeah.
That's the only purpose it serves.
Yeah.
There's someone in there that uploads it. We just drop it through the mail slot.
The Old Man Podcast goes and puts it on the internet.
We had talked about Odyssey Games before. We were a little...
Now, admittedly, skeptical. I am not...
We were all skeptical about it.
I am not a fan of Odyssey Games because I think you shouldn't kickstart a fucking business because why pay money to go spend more money? That's fucking stupid, in my opinion.
That's like every convention we've ever been to, though.
Yeah.
No, but we just got into other stuff at the convention to justify
you know,
doing that shit.
We were all very, very, very skeptical. Very.
Well, when you launch a Kickstarter and it fails, and then you launch a Kickstarter again for far less money than what you were asking before with and removing the text about how if I only get this amount of money, it's basically a failure. It's kind of a
warning sign. Wasn't a very positive Kickstarter, but I've been to the business twice now. And I went on
$6 each time.
No. Second time I only spent. I bought a Fanta.
Bootleg.
Oh man.
But it's a small business, right?
Right.
And it caters to what we like.
It's slowly growing too.
It's doing well. It's at least hosting. Like you said, they need to get into Magic really heavy for them to probably make any money.
From what I can tell, they're working on it.
Which is smart.
Friday Night Magic and shit.
They got to move. Like a friend of ours, he's an expert gamer, does this thing downtown. And they really should move to that store, I think, instead of the art, like the clay place.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the art and clay is a failing business, and it has been for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hey, if you're a failing business for years, you're doing something right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're sticking around. I don't know. They just I've always went in there, and there's hardly anybody ever in there.
Is that why you set it on fire?
What?
Art and clay? The downtown art and clay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's been here for what, 12 years? 12, 15 years? If
probably.
That, I feel like it's been here a pretty long time.
I made a thing in there.
Yeah, I
made
did
a
too.
Thing in there.
I've made a couple cups in there. So,
how much did you pay to make the fucking cups?
Like $15. So it's kind of shitty.
I remember it was a school trip.
I mean,
trip.
So
but
they
glaze.
Made their fucking money.
Yeah. I just.
What about you, Nick?
What
are you making art and clay?
What? Nothing. I've never been in there to.
You should
like,
take that.
Out.
You should
take
girlfriend.
Take Natalie and go do one of those. No. Sorry, I didn't mean
does,
to use a name.
Does she listen?
No.
Oh, why not?
Perfect.
She should.
No. I'm not taking her to fucking art and clay. Why
can
not?
We take you guys to on a date?
No.
Can I take you on a date?
Can Basement Beards take you and Natalie on a date?
No.
Basement Beards hosts Art and Clay on Main with Expert Potterer.
Expert. Look, I think it'd be really good if we get our name out there.
You.
Could you imagine we come in here with flyers, Basement Beards flyers with your temporary artwork of our thing?
Hell yeah, dude.
And then we're like, hey, we're a local podcast that...
We're looking for a place to record
we
live.
We don't know what the fuck's going on.
We need a live. We need a place to record live. We're bringing a big audience in.
Yeah, hope you guys are okay with us talking about rape.
And dropping hard R's.
Yeah, R words.
Hard R's. You're welcome.
No, I'm sorry. So, yeah, you saw them. I'm sorry. They're not pleasant people.
They are.
Their child is wonderful, but they...
But no, that was my what the fuck moment in that store. But overall, that experience, that store is great. I would fucking go back.
Want to go right now?
No. They're open till like 11 a.m. or
11 a.m. 11 a.m. Nice. 9 to 11. Nice. Wait.
That's magic all
get
night.
Get quick. So.
These deals can't last.
You know, I'll definitely want to go up there because since I've got out of the whole like miniatures things, you guys seem to have gotten back into it with playing like Guild Ball. You're going to play it one day. And that wrestling game and that. No, I'm not. And that
not?
Raw monster game that you guys got.
Monsterpocalypse. Dead on arrival.
Rumble.
Wait, is it dead on arrival?
Well, they had some issues. They were supposed to launch in September, but they could not actually start selling product in the States because all the dice got held at customs.
Oh, shit, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
oh.
Literally, all the dice got held, so they were unable to pack, because all those like starter boxes are hand-packed, and they could not put any dice in the boxes because they didn't have any dice because they were held at customs from the ship on China. So I think it's finally launching sometime this month. With the like first set of buildings, which was supposed to be like the second wave of product.
That's okay, though, because Monster Apocalypse, it's kind of like a spooky monster kind of October theme, a little Spooktober going on there. That's fine.
Spooktober.
That's fine.
Oh, speaking of Spooktober, Dustin, this isn't on. I was going to ask you about movies. This isn't on the agenda, but you told me the other night you're doing that 31
I am.
Horror movies and Halloween or whatever.
So I didn't watch one last night, so I have to watch two tonight, which, oh no. but I recently watched a horror movie on Netflix. I cannot tell you the name of it.
Hocus Pocus?
Sorry. No, it's a newer one.
Hocus Pocus 2.
It is. It's pretty much about this lady. This lady who...
I think Hocus Pocus is a good movie. Sorry,
it's a good movie. I used to call titties yabos for years.
It's good. I've seen it. It was on the Disney Channel.
It's great because the girls talks about what the main boy, I think he's Sebastian, I don't know what the kid's name is, but he talks about the girl that he likes, and she's like, he calls your boobs yabos. He says he likes your yabos. And that's boobs. Mm-hmm. Sick, right?
I like yabos.
Yeah,
thanks
so.
That enlightening conversation.
I hope you feel educated.
I watched
The Third Eye.
I watched The Witch again, just because I like that movie.
The Witch?
The Witch.
The Witch.
And I watched.
Is that like you just huffing Milo? What are you doing over there, buddy?
Hey, gotta get that podcast energy.
That mid-podcast vibes.
So, oh, hell yeah, dude. Of Huff and Milo. Is that what you said? It's Mio.
You love it.
So I watched a movie called A Dark Song.
Oh.
What's it about?
I'll give you what Netflix says. Grieving the death of her son, a woman hires. Okay, you want me to start over?
Do it.
Grieving. Okay, go ahead. One more time. We got these effects, guys.
Yep.
Doing it live.
Grieving the death of her son, a woman hires an occult expert to lead her through a psychologically grueling ritual to contact her child's spirit.
3 stars.
Garbage. Yeah. About 3 stars. Nice. It's like, and you know what? I really liked it. I thought it was interesting.
Good.
It's British actors. Mm-hmm. And this man, the occult and alchemy themed things. Whoops. The occult and an alchemy-themed environment of the movie is really interesting. It all takes place in this house, and they're in there for 3 weeks trying to perform this very arduous ritual where the lady has to...
sacrifice ritual?
No, there's no sacrifice. There is blood.
Spoilers.
But because her child is dead, and throughout the movie you find out why the child died, how the child died, and why she's trying to contact these ancient spirits...
To get a hold of her dead
to be
son?
Able to speak her son. But then, you know, something bad.
Sounds like
how do you speak your dead son? Through fucking magic and occult.
Yeah,
like they
it
use
like
the
an
key...
infant, or is it like an 8-year-old?
It was like a 4-year-old, 4 or 5-year-old kid.
No. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. Kids are fucking boring. But she wants to talk to him, but she's dead.
You like Blue's Clues?
Dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Is insidious?
Hey,
insidious? Didn't they like kind of contact the dead world to go talk to their dead kid or something?
Yeah. So the insidious... movies are similar to that. Like they have some kind of occultist come in and be like, "Oh, I feel the energy in
some
this house and seances and contacting the dead, whatever."
So we're gonna get a 31 horror reviews, freaky film reviews.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been tempted to do because I know everybody reads my reviews on the podcast website.
I know you do, Seth.
No, Carl did.
I read one of you.
Yeah. And I've only posted 2, so pretty good.
Hey, halfway there.
But I would like to post like just a paragraph of each movie and what I thought of. So yeah, I watched that and then I watched The Witch, but I've never done a review on that one. And I really like that movie.
The Witch is okay.
The bitch is okay. It's a bit boring.
What? It's okay.
What, Nick?
I lost my train of thought because we talked about The Bitch.
Are you derailed?
Here's a thought.
I also watched the show The Sinner. That was really good.
No. Are you just doing spooky Halloween scary movies or are you doing funny scary Halloween movies?
No.
Fuck you.
What's funny and scary at
the
same
time? Ernest Scared Stupid.
Any conversation we have with Dustin?
Ernest
Scared
Stupid. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Talking about politics.
Oh, yeah. Ernest Scared Stupid. You got to drink that milk.
I watched an 11-9, that new documentary. That's a horror movie.
Hey, you watch any gambling anime on Netflix?
I did. I watched two episodes of this. What is that fucking show called?
I don't know. I'm not going to watch
Gambling
it.
Anime?
Yeah. Watch
is it. Is it in high school?
Gambling Anime.
I bet you it is.
Rambling Man.
Neotar.
They throwing dice in the back of a high school?
I
saw a 2001 Space Odyssey last night.
Yeah?
What Whoa, the fuck is that?
What?
Hold on.
First time I've ever seen
we
this.
Gotta,
here
we go. About this.
Here we go.
Question one.
Giant baby.
Okay.
Where?
Yes.
Question
what
two,
the
one.
Fuck is this fetus baby?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Nick's out. See you later, Nick.
Good
just
movie.
Fucking eyeballing the earth. I don't understand anything about the whole movie. Yeah. I thought it was cool, though. I think they put the camera in great places throughout the entire film.
Yeah.
Very good
cinematography. Cinematography is fucking fantastic.
I thought it was wonderful.
Kubrick knows his shit.
Amazing.
I didn't realize how fucking like old that like 2001, because I've always heard that that's a movie mm-hmm. that existed.
Yep.
But holy shit. And then like all the CG yeah. stuff was cool. I love the pacing of all like when he went to space to change the fucking battery on the satellite and stuff. Mm-hmm. How it's like all drawn out and dramatic. And that fucking cunt robot, man. Like how.
I can't let you do that, David.
Like how he fucking like.
Fuck you, Hal.
Like, how it, like, it's like, oh, this is the best robot. This, everything's cool. It's and great. Then, like, it keeps going more and more to where, like, hold on, that robot's, why is the robot's looking at their lips when they're talking in the fucking thing? Why is this net?
That's the fear of artificial intelligence, right?
Oh, it's fucking great.
The mission has to be completed. And the humans have consciousness, robots do not.
But then, like, it got fucked. Because after that, my brain tapped out.
Yeah, the movie gets real weird.
I don't know.
Real good, too.
He mm-hmm. was talking about, like, the mission has to stay on course and this mm-hmm. and that. So at the end, I had the feeling of, like, maybe he killed the guy on purpose and that, like, the one dude was supposed to find the obelisk in the end and that he was supposed to travel through the life universe, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck, and then turn into a planet fetus. But then I couldn't keep up. It started fucking going so quickly. After the intermission happened, it was just like boom, boom, boom.
I saw that movie probably.
I love the build up though. Like up to before like
10 years
weird.
Ago, and I haven't seen it since. So, no, the Mike, you watched it.
I saw
fairly
it
recently.
I saw it a couple months ago. It was sometime this year. The Gateway, the same movie mm-hmm. theater that had the My Hero movie that we
they had
to
The Shining
see.
Playing there, and I wanted to go see it.
They,
so
yeah,
bad.
They did.
So
they
cool.
did a. They did a Kubrick.
Fucking movie's great.
They did a Kubrick thing, and they were showing all his films on film on 70mm, 60mm, whatever. And
hold on, sorry.
Yeah.
So Kubrick made The Shining. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he directed The Shining.
Totally didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You did not.
I love The Shining. I love that movie.
Yeah. I know you don't like YouTube, but you should watch a documentary about how The Shining is just a. Kubrick's way of saying that he directed
he
the moon
faked
landing.
Moon landing. I knew you were gonna. I was like,
holy fucking shit! So I'm watching this fucking space shit in 2001, and I'm like, dang, this effect is good. When this movie come out? Oh shit, were we all like going to the moon around this time? I bet you he fucking staged that shit. We never went to the moon, and Kubrick's a bitch.
I'm telling you, dude.
Holy fuck! Conspiracy corner.
I'm sorry, conspiracy corner. That is one conspiracy that I have a firm belief that maybe that happened.
Yo, I'm on board.
Just to have won the space race, even though Russia went up there first, not to the moon, but to the orbit or whatever. They sent a fucking Sputnik, whatever that fucking thing is.
They sent a robot.
They sent a monkey, a dog.
No, they sent a dog. We sent
dog.
Monkeys.
The dog died.
Poor Lacha.
Yeah.
Laika, Lacha.
Have you guys? Okay, conspiracy corner right now too.
Hit me.
So there's so Russia just wipes away everything during that time that didn't work mm-hmm. out for them. Mm-hmm. So there's this conspiracy that they have sent up many cosmonauts mm-hmm. and they have died. Mm-hmm. And there's Russian recordings of like people who are saying like this isn't working. It's too hot in here. There's one of a woman that's up there where she's like, I need help. Please help me.
You speak Russian?
No. They have people subtitle. Well, they've translated.
Dustin's got a translator.
Okay.
Yeah. Google.
Goggle.
But no, so because Russia never wants to look bad. So during that time, they would just erase people from existence who didn't fulfill their qualifications and success.
They also erase people from existence if you go against Trump.
If you went,
AKA Salisbury
or if you're talking against Putin, like if you're a journalist, then you're fucking dead.
Yeah, no matter what country you live in, it doesn't matter. London, whatever, we'll still get you.
But I'm telling you, you should watch that documentary.
Is it called Room 23?
That's
the one that touches on a bunch of different ones, right? Because it also touches on like how this is actually about the American genocide of the Native Americans. And
something like
There's a lot of that.
I remember that.
Like
the first
scene when Jack Torrance, played by Jack Nicholson, comes in and talks to the guy who says, "Hey, you're gonna go do this job and stay at the Overlook Hotel." There's all this different like motifs of like a rocket, and the rocket's name and number is on his desk, and then there's all this other stuff.
That stuff's a bit too much.
No, dude, because when you keep watching it, it gets better, and you're like, oh, I don't know.
Do you think that they did that because Jack Nicholson couldn't remember to listen to names other than Jack?
Yeah, probably. I feel like Jack Nicholson was a very big actor during that time. He'd just done China or something China.
The wrestler?
No.
One Night in China?
Once Upon a Time in Little China?
No.
Wonderful Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Well, he'd done Wonderful Over the Cuckoo's Nest before that, but then he did a really good movie called China Danger. Well, China wow. something. I'm sorry. China Boy.
One Night in China.
China Boys. China Dolls, maybe it's called? China something.
The dogs, the Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, that's a good game.
Dog Pound?
No.
DJ Doug Pound.
China Pound.
DJ Doug Pound?
Yeah, he's friends with Tim Heidecker.
Doug Jack.
Look up DJ Doug
Pound. He's friends with Tim Hortons.
So, Carl, what spurred this on? Why did you decide to watch it?
Yeah, what spurred this moment?
I literally wanted a spooky Halloween thing, too. But, like, there's no way I can watch a fucking horror movie every day of the fucking month.
Dude, Carl, please.
30 fucking movies?
31.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I push out like three a month.
You're playing Diablo though, which is like a spooky game.
Yeah, I'm frightened the whole time.
I mean, if you fucking play that 3,700 times, it's That'd not spooky.
Too. Yeah, 3,700 is a little bit overboard.
If you play Diablo once a day, every day in October, I'd be scared for you too.
Help me.
There's only so many times you can get loot.
Well, I'm glad you watched that movie. That's
it was great. What else have Kubrick made besides The Shining and that one? Because I like both of those. Was that the one with the guy with the top hat and he's inside the clock? It's all weird.
Yeah, bit of the old ultraviolence.
And
that one's all cult. I don't know.
How I Learned to Stop. How I Met Your Mother. How Your Mother Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. That's not the actual title. It's Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying.
What's his last movie he did with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman? Eyes Wide Shut. Eyes Wide Shut.
He was working on AI and then died or whatever.
Yep.
I don't want no Cruise. I'm good.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket is great. Eyes Wide Shut, I tried to rewatch.
Kubrick did Full Metal Jacket?
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie.
If you watch Eyes Wide Shut again.
Yeah, you're right. I do. Sorry, Andrew Garfield in the corner. Carl liked the movie.
It's weird. But Eyes Wide Shut is a complete art film. So if you look at it in that way, because I think it's fucking garbage.
Nicole Kidman naked in that or something?
Yeah, she like blows a dude. It's pretty much Nicole Kidman's the bad guy in this movie, and Tom Cruise's character.
Did Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman have a thing?
They did. They were married.
How did Scientology fuck that up or not fuck that up?
Well, he
locked her in a closet.
He broke up with her, I think, or they divorced. Like, they couldn't have a kid. That was a big issue.
Isn't like in Scientology, if anyone like doesn't believe in your thing, they're called like. Like you just, you got to exile. You got to cross them out.
They're called non-believers.
They're bad. They're bad people.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, Scientologists believe that your whole body's made up of many aliens.
Prove it.
Well, if
like
right.
legit. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Adams.
Maybe. Tom Cruise is doing well.
Yeah.
John Travolta's doing
Tom
well.
Tom Cruise not in the church anymore. I thought he quit.
No, he's still.
I could have sworn he left the church like recently.
And the
public. Oh, okay. Well, I've not heard of that. I know that he's just doing every movie that's ever thrown at him.
I mean, as long as he can drive a motorcycle in it.
As long as he can drive a motorcycle, and have complete control of that whole fucking movie, he'll do it.
As long as we can put Tom Cruise on the poster, he's in.
Yeah. And, hey, you know what? Mission Impossible, new one? Fucking great.
People say it was great. I haven't seen it.
It was that movie, edge of seat, legit edge of seat. I was feeling good.
Lived, I repeat, very good.
So, speaking of...
Feeling good.
Of death.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of death.
Sorry, boys, the doors are locked. It's time to die.
Well, we jumped into movies and political, and you had a good segue about talking about something that died, and I am going to talk about something that died. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, this is just next on the list here. Guess what's dead? World of Warcraft. Yay! To us,
who killed it?
We are not playing it anymore.
Is it like dead or just in a coma again?
Until it's
it wakes
in a coma.
Up.
It's in a hard coma. Right. They released the final mythic dungeon, or the final raid to kill Gahoon and all that other stuff,
and to LFR. To clarify.
Yeah. So not the good one, the child raids.
I was gonna say, yeah, right. The entirety of Gahoon has been. I don't know if I'm pretty sure somebody in Mythic's already beaten him. But.
Yes, they beat the Mythic runs. They did it live on the Twitch stream.
I knew the Mythic race was stalling for a little bit because some bosses were almost mathematically impossible. But
yeah. Who's the boss or who's the end guy? Last guy?
Gahoon.
Who's this
the
guy?
The blood god. Yeah.
an old god.
What does it have to do with the Sargeras and that whole world being stabbed? And
nothing.
Nope.
All right, cool.
Gahoon, so what about Gahoon and all the rest of the...
Savannah's dead?
No.
She's still being mean?
We're going to find out more about her next time,
I thought
time,
she would be the end raid boss, because she was turned into a beast.
Oh, this is just
this
the first...
This is 6.1.
You're going to have... you're going to have...
But it's dead already.
I feel like it's dead. The people have dropped that game pretty quick.
A lot of people are saying this is the worst expansion since Cataclysm.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I loved Warlords. Really, people said that was really bad.
Well, so that's the thing. So
Draenor sucked.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal with Draenor, right? Like, a lot of hardcore raiders loved Draenor because you could log in, do everything in your garrison, and then only had to be on once a week to do raids.
Yeah.
Legion came out, and there was so much stuff that was like, go grind for artifact power, go do this, go do these world quests. And so raiders fucking hated it, but people who did more than raid or didn't raid religiously were like, oh, there's so much stuff to do, it's crazy. And then this feels like it's so bizarre because Warlords for Draenor, or not Warlords, sorry, but Battle for Azeroth feels like, what if we took all the systems in Legion and made them worse, mm-hmm. as if this was our first attempt at these systems? Like, the world quests don't provide decent enough rewards. The emissary quests don't give you tokens, and they don't give you, like, all the stuff goes straight to your account. You don't have a token to click on. So when you complete a quest, it doesn't feel like you actually got anything. A number went up somewhere on your character sheet, but you don't really see or notice that.
True.
Like, leveling has slowed to a fucking colossal pace. And hey, completely unrelated, we put out a bunch of new races for you to level from 20. We definitely didn't slow it down on purpose, so you'd keep playing.
And don't forget, guys, you can spend $60 for a WoW token right here.
You can spend $60. Yeah, $20 for a WoW token, buy some time or whatever. Like, fucking all the... There's several features, like, several of the Alliance races, or the Allied races, sorry, that were advertised as big features of this expansion are locked behind Legion rep.
Yeah.
So you have to go back and play the old content anyways to grind for rep, which doesn't make any fucking sense. And there's all these changes that feel like they're just not listening to people, because there was all this feedback in the beta that they just ignored. There's all this feedback since launch that they've ignored, and people are quitting, and they literally put out, there was like an emergency, there was an emergency like Twitch stream where they were like,
please don't leave.
We're definitely working on 8.2 is coming. PTR real soon. Here's a picture of a dwarf. We drew it. please, like the dwarf. He's got cool plate armor on.
Yeah.
Please.
We're working. We're sad.
Because feels like the people working on WoW right now feel like the people that are in that style camp, that camp of WoW players. It's like classic was better. We should go back to the way vanilla was. And it turns out, when you do that, and also you're launching a product called WoW Classic, which is just, hey, here's all that old bullshit again.
Mm-hmm.
The people who don't want that old bullshit don't want it in the fucking new game.
Yeah.
And it feels like they keep trying to push for that, and it's so weird.
Do we know, how do I play the Classic? I know you can get a BlizzCon ticket in a demo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But how do I play it when it's out? Am I giving someone 15 a month on top of my WoW 15 a month?
They have not said, but I can almost guarantee
they
it,
fucking
you will
get
be.
Me to charge a separate monthly fee to play on their separate monthly servers. Yep.
I bet, you know what it'll be? If what a bunch of my guess, if they're not going to go just completely like separate, I bet they will be like, hey, if you just want to play Classic, here's a separate subscription. But if you want to play all of World of Warcraft, both new and old, $20 a month instead of $15.
Dumb.
Garbage. Like, I guarantee you they're going to charge for it. And that's going to kill half the appeal for...
So
I'm biased, but I believe half the reason people like those WoW Classic private servers are because they're free. So as soon as they start charging for WoW Classic, at 1.12, which is not... It's a weird choice to pick. It makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. It's when that game was the most complete. But it also means all the raid tiers before the last one are basically useless, because the way Classic worked, you could just go in there maybe once and get some gear and then just skip to the next one.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's no reason to run like half the raids anymore. Progression's going to be fucking confusing. Like, the classes are in their most final state, but they're still pretty fucking broken in that game. Like, I don't understand the appeal.
I don't think we'd ever go back. I keep saying this every year.
The appeal is nostalgia.
Right, and that's the thing.
I love the story. The story is really good. I've always liked Warcraft's world. So
did you hit me with the story of vanilla Warcraft? Like, World of Warcraft?
What?
Did you hit me with...
Warcraft World of Warcraft?
So, like, give me with the story of World of Warcraft from launch up until the Burning Crusade, the first expansion.
Hang on, I can.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go fetch this. Go murder 37 dogs for their ears.
Can you find my wife?
You find my wife? Right.
Can you kill this big fucking pig outside this building? No.
Go to Terran Mill and just fucking hope to
can
God
you go
that
slaughter
you
the Alliance?
Yeah, go there. Kill. See, I don't know. It's
find me this axe in the river.
right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It was all God. What was the main story for that? It was dealing with Like I can think of Defias and all that shit. I could think of dragons like Alex Straza and stuff, and Anixia,
Blackwing Lair.
Yeah, Blackrock Depths and stuff was first.
Molten Core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the big raid was to fight Ragnaros and stuff. That was the first raid, right?
Molten Core is such a bad raid, too, because they literally designed it in a weekend. Like, they've come out and even said, like, people hit 60 before we expected them to. We have no content for them to play. Do something. You have a weekend to put a raid out. Okay, it's a bunch of hallways with a lot of dogs in it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, cool. Circle, spiral around, right. Go down, and then you've worked me too soon, Alexa, whatever the fuck his name is.
Flame Caller,
Executus. Alexidus, or Executus.
Executus. Too soon, Alexa.
Alexa, call Ragnaros.
Call Ragnaros, tell him, hey, call boy, it's time to wake up.
Tell him to come back in Cataclysm.
You know what, though? Fucking farming that to get his hammer was so much fun, and I never got it. But Ragnaros, what is that thing called? The Ragnaros hammer.
The Flame Tongue or whatever the fuck?
I don't know what it's called. It's the first legendary next to Wind Fury.
Did somebody say Wind Fury, Thunderblade? Thunder Fury, Blade of the Windrunner or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Those are good times. Anyway, yeah, not playing WoW. Maybe when the next expansion comes out, or if I.
In 3 years.
Or maybe if they can fix this expansion.
I might come back to it, yeah. But
Mike,
moving
are you
to
still
that.
Playing?
No.
Carl, you're not playing, are you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Nick, you might like it, though. You can play as brown orcs.
Yeah, you can.
No,
brown,
I don't get
you can play as the brown orc.
I like red orcs and brown orcs.
I think you'd be red, too.
Well, I pause because I see them going, like, WoW Classic is, like, what WoW is going to be, like, 5-10 years from now when WoW 2 is out or whatever. People go back and they don't just play, like, oh, the latest expansion of World of Warcraft. Everyone's back playing World of Warcraft Classic on that server. And that's probably how, like, they indefinitely charge to keep that going at all times.
Yeah. I still
like
find
a state
no interest in it now. Going back to Classic.
Well, I wonder if the interest is more there with a Classic or with this shitty expansion that they like. Because if the interest is people like the Classic more than they like the current expansion, they're going to just support the Classic and then they're going to just try to develop something else.
Man, can you believe that going back to like a time before every faction had all classes? Like,
yeah.
Because 1-2 or 1-12, Horde, no Paladin, Alliance, no Bloodlust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alliance doesn't have access to Bloodlust in that fucking version of the game. How fucking crazy is that? They can't get big.
They can't get big. Oh, man, I love getting big. That's my favorite thing with playing a shaman. Down for Bloodlust.
Right. The best thing about questing with Dustin playing a shaman is we're fighting two skeletons and suddenly we've got Bloodlust.
Time to get big, boys.
And now it's on cooldown for the next 30 minutes.
I love it. I really enjoyed playing a shaman. I was bad at it and it was fun. Shut the fuck up, Coral.
You're always bad at the Sherman.
So, drop WoW. Nick, give us a little peek. You were playing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is fun. I feel like the story is going quickly, but it's mainly not lost its appeal because it's fun as fuck swinging around that city and getting into, like, all the little stuff. Like, there are thugs running around. There's, like, collection shit. Like, at one point, you're collecting pigeons. And, like, it's just weird, funky, goofy shit that's really fun to play.
How many costumes? Are you going to stick with it?
Yeah, I'll probably beat it.
Does it deserve all the praise it's getting? It's like it's outbeat God of War, right, in sales? And, like, first week sales? What?
Did I forgive you, God of War? Yeah, you did. I haven't beat it. I still have it.
God of War's great.
For those at home, Andrew Garfield has given Nick Ash God of War.
Garl of War.
There's a higher chance of me being Spider-Man than there is God of War.
Yeah, I feel like God of War has had its moment. We have all played it, except for you.
I played it.
To listen to some more opinions on God of War, find us on video games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, video games. You can check that podcast out because we have a whole God of War talk. I was lucky enough to be allowed to speak on that podcast. So, and I really like Viking or Norse mythology. So,
you hate Mimir because you're a racist.
Yeah, Mimir's fucking shitty.
You're awful.
Everybody likes Mimir because, oh, he's funny. Who gives a fuck?
He gets good stories. He's got eyeball.
You know, best character in that game? Boy. That boy.
The boy?
Boy.
Tree.
Atreus is
like
best character in that game.
Shittiest fucking character.
That is not true. I won that game because of Atreus.
Atreus is very good, but I also like the parts where Atreus is just it's teenager rebelling against you.
I kill anybody I want.
And everybody else fucking hates that part, and I think it's the greatest thing in that fucking game.
Hate that because it's just like, motherfucker, I can crush you with my goddamn fist. I've been murdering trolls.
Maybe he can't. Spoilers for
the
game.
Time.
Ooh.
I like the tree.
Okay, so
you like Mimir?
Yeah, when they fucking chopped the setup and took him with them.
Fucking garbage.
Okay, so Andrew did the smart thing where he put that game on easy and just play through the fucking storyline, I think if I have any chance of beating that game, that's what it's going to be.
I played that game on normal.
Is me going to be putting it on easy and just flying through it. That
yeah.
That's how I did Wolfenstein.
Hey, you know what? I found out that most of the people who played it on easy, and that's how they were able to beat all those fucking
oh, yeah.
Valkyries.
Well, most of the people. You mean how Jimmy and Seth, hey, Seth, I know you're listening, yeah. Dropped it down to easy because, hey, I want them trophies, get the platinum.
Yeah, no, I tried for hours to beat those fucking things, and I couldn't, so I just said, you know, I'm not going
to
fight this.
How do you feel knowing that one special listener who does not listen to this podcast, but his name starts with a K and ends in an A, and his name's Kiowa, played that whole game on hard at the very beginning?
He finished
the
God of War mode, right?
Yeah, he didn't. He, like, the hardest difficulty you could set at the beginning, he set it to that, finished the story, but didn't do any of the like optional Valkyries and stuff.
That would have been fucking. I couldn't do it. I'm not a very good video gamer, and so I have nothing to prove when I play.
He spent several hours on, I think, just a couple fights just because he was just headbutting it so much.
That's not fun.
That game brings in some serious tactics when you have it up to that level. Like,
yeah,
that is a fantastic game. And
facts.
Yeah, I hope you get to play. I hope you finish it because it's worth
it. I'm gonna have to so that you guys can discuss.
How far did you get before you stop? Did you get like up the mountain? Did you get like, hey, we're going up the mountain? This is the part of the story where we're going to go.
Did you get the
mountain?
Light to get through the darkness so you can get into the mountain?
Did you go back home?
Mimir's head. Oh God, the gate was destroyed.
Okay, you're pretty far along then.
The giant's thing, and then I think I'm getting into their area.
Oh, you're getting into what's his place? Is where you have to flip the.
Because it kind of does like a, it does like a, thing. Like it builds up to the point, builds up to the point of like climbing up the mountain, then all of a sudden it stops. And then because like you get there and everything, the big fight happens, the gate destroyed, you're like, oh, we're not going to the portal and wrapping up the story. Yeah. And all of a sudden the more story happens, that's where I kind of stopped also.
As the boy got
but I got back into it, and some of the boss fights are fucking great. Well,
that's after the boy
fucking
got sick.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boss fights later on are worth it.
The fucking.
So the boy knows the truth.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and now he's all like, why didn't you tell me sooner? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, fuck you, kid.
What if
I hate you so
what if Spider-Man had a sidekick and it was his son and he was also the boy from
Atreus?
So, Spider-Man.
He was also Atreus with a bow.
He was Atreyu.
So, Spider-Man, they do introduce Miles.
Miles Morales.
Yeah. He is introducing
word up for
story,
his Dominican Spider-Man.
Also,
I think Puerto Rican, Dominican.
I don't think he's that.
He's brown, and right. I don't know what his nationality is.
But no, in that, like, there are a shit ton of like collectibles and stuff too. Like,
how many costumes do you have already?
Man, I'm like level 32, and I think it's based off like levels. So,
is it only based off levels, or is there like
no? There is some stuff like
rewardable stuff.
Black Cat has something you can get another suit if you do her side quest.
Good.
If you there are backpacks scattered throughout, and you pick them up for tokens, which help you unlock shit.
Hmm.
But they also, once you collect all of them, like you gain a fucking suit that way. So.
See, I don't really like single-player games unless, like, the whole aspect of collecting everything that's inside the game is worth the time. Because if not, you'll just, like, play the story, be done.
To me, it is because it's fun just swinging around and getting into shit. And like
he's an Afro-Latino. So, could be Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could be. But it's cool. They've introduced Black Cat. They introduced some of the other characters that you don't necessarily see with Spider-Man a lot. Like Taskmaster, there's a challenge thing that's setting up. He's introduced in it.
Calendar Man?
There's no, but they make references to a bunch of other people. Like Avengers Tower and shit like that.
Taskmaster and Justice League?
I would hope not.
No. There's like there's a skeleton boy there's a Mirror Master that's in DC. He's a bad guy.
I've seen this man before.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Man, they just released like the first images of Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Like, I think it's just him, just like how they released Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
As the Joker.
Like, oh, I'm just you with makeup on my face. Which, me, I don't know. I'm excited for it.
Have they released a trailer or anything for it?
So, for the Joker movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a 30-second little bloop thing.
It's set in the 70s?
Yep. And he's a struggling actor. It's very much, so it seems like it's going to be based on like Killing Joke story, just only Killing Joke took place in like the 30s or 40s or something, or 50s, I think. Whereas this one's going to be in the 70s, and Jake Gyllenhaal's character, I'm sorry, Joaquin Phoenix's character is just a struggling comedian, and so he's doing like clown work on the side to try to make money.
Is there going to be Batman in it? Or
no, this is before, this is, Batman's not even like born yet.
How the fuck old is
Joker's
Joker's
ages.
Old. Joker's yeah. old boy.
Is this set in the DCU, EU, or whatever?
No,
it's a separate
they
film. Separate
stopped
film
making those,
was,
I think.
Yeah,
did they?
Because DC is tanking real hard.
Yeah, they don't know how to make them.
Well, I'm hoping Aquaman brings him out of the fucking gutter, man, because that movie looks fun to me. I'm really excited. Watch
That's
episode two podcast. We talk about that.
Solo didn't do so good.
Nope, they canceled all future yeah. Star Wars movies.
That's rough.
Solo's
no,
getting
and I like, and you know what?
Everything
I liked,
it's not a
I liked Solo.
You
I'm
like
sorry.
Bad movies. It's okay.
Fuck you. I liked Solo. It was fun.
I liked Solo. Solo was...
They had more Chewbacca. More Chewbacca's.
Actually, it wasn't the greatest.
Yeah. I thought Rogue One was great also.
Rogue One's fucking great.
Rogue One's pretty good.
I like all their little side movies more than
yeah.
I like their main ones.
Fuck their main movies. They're real bad.
Hey, I'm glad people are finally coming to realize all Star Wars movies are bad.
That's not true. Oh, that's Episode true. 3, fantastic. Episode 3, fucking great. Great. You what? Killed younglings. Yeah, I know I did, bitch. Episode 3, best lightsaber fight.
I mean, just because it's the king of the bad movies doesn't mean it's not a bad movie.
Still king, though.
Yeah, he's just a king to a god.
Are you of the... do you prefer the Star Trek movies, or do you just...
No, Star Trek
no,
movies are also bad.
You don't have to have
Star
this
Trek
war.
Is
Star
show.
Trek is sci-fi. Fucking Star Wars is fantasy.
Star Wars is
are
what
you
a paladin.
Fucking
Star Wars is fucking fantasy. Yeah, Star Trek is
How
sci-fi.
Is that? No.
Star Trek is I'm in space talking to new aliens. Star Wars is religion in
Not
space in the
with
past.
Fucking
yeah, in the past.
In the distant past.
Yeah, I mean,
that
and it's
make
about
it fucking
energy and soul. It's a fantasy movie.
It's,
just
a, it's
set
a fantasy
in space.
Movie.
It's a fantasy movie set in
no,
space.
No, it isn't.
100%.
Bullshit.
Well,
one
on,
is
on.
Movies and one is TV
well, hold
shows
on,
too,
hold on.
That also have
I want I want to hear Nick's reason for why.
Why is it not a fantasy?
Because you've got blasters and bullshit. It's not
Crossbows.
Fucking.
Why can you
no,
not have blasters?
Fucking crossbows? What?
That's fantasy.
That is fantasy.
No, it isn't. You have the fucking bowcaster, which still shoots out fucking bolts of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just a scroll magic missile.
No, it's... What?
Thank you, right? It's just a scroll magic missile and a gun.
That's like...
Fuck off.
I will agree that...
I
will agree
it's
that,
a fantasy.
I agree.
I, not,
I think
it's
Star
not
Wars,
a fantasy.
I don't look...
Sci-fi.
More. Okay, hold on. If you look at Star Wars, you don't look at it from a technical standpoint of scientific like correctness.
Yeah, you do. I
like,
don't
yeah,
watch
they jump,
Star
they,
Wars and think, man, I'm gonna get this fucking like Christian bullshit out of it.
Christian
no.
Mingle.
Well, no, you get the Jedi no. bullshit out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
the
exactly
Jedi
it.
No,
Jedi.
You don't. No, you don't. You don't watch
think
those
about
movies.
Think
thinking,
about it, Dustin. The Jedi's are just paladins.
They are. No, they are paladins.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
You guys go in and you watch that movie and you're just like, man, I fucking love these paladins.
No, because I hate the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, no, I walk into these movies and I'm like, I don't give a shit about blasters. I don't give a shit about spaceships. Lightsaber fights,
so
Jedi
then
shit.
You are absolutely ignoring everything that makes that a sci-fi movie.
No, because they don't focus on that. They don't say this thing is
they don't focus on Jedi either, motherfucker.
What? All the movies are about Jedis.
Not Rogue One.
The Force is strong with me. I'm strong with the Force. Hey, he's like a priest. He doesn't have any healing powers.
He doesn't need to have well, clerics in D&D don't have.
He's a monk. He's
time.
A monk that has a faith.
Does he punch a lot?
Does he He does punch and hits
yeah,
people with sticks.
He's a monk.
It's a fantasy.
This fucking new shit is not... no. goddamn
priest. So, is Stargate sci-fi fantasy?
No, it's
no,
fucking
Star,
high
Star,
fantasy.
Stargate's
That's
cool.
what we're going
it's
off
high
on.
Fantasy. Did you see the start? Did you see
Game of Stargate?
Game of Gates.
It's a fog.
Gamer
Gates.
Oh,
sued.
No. Anyway,
do you think Gamersgate, a website that sells video games, got very sad a couple years ago?
Maybe. So yeah,
so
we got a couple more things to talk about.
Star
Wars,
Wars.
You know, whatever. Nick, I'm glad that you're liking Spider-Man, and I may have a chance to play
Any
it
Any of the video games people are looking forward to, like Warriors Orochi 4.
I'm looking forward to that, but everybody knows, like, fucking hack and slash games, and I hope Nick plays
How many
it
characters
too.
In that game?
175 playable characters,
I'm
baby!
I'm not going to play all of those characters.
Yes, he is!
So, it's just like 10, but like...
No.
20 of them have different hair colors.
No, you're wrong.
This one has red hair and
pull
that one
them
has
up.
Blue
pull
hair.
The roster up on that computer. I'll tell you what. Okay, wait on. Clickety clack, don't come back.
No, but for real,
Carl,
is it like archetypes?
Yeah, they all have different fighting styles. They all
like
have
175
unique
fighting styles. 175
unique fighting styles.
You actually believe that?
Motherfucker, I've been playing these games since 91.
170 unique.
91, by the way, I was 4 years old. And there wasn't
no,
even a
PlayStation. No, you were 91, you're time traveler.
Yeah, I'm a whoops.
That would be like That'd be like Dynasty Warriors 2.
No, Dynasty Warriors came out in 95, I think.
The original Dynasty Warriors was a fighting game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really excited about that game. Also excited. Not excited about Dragon Quest 11. Playing that. Don't like that game. Don't like that game. Let's fuck that game.
What's Dragon Quest? What do you do in Dragon Quest?
You run around and do this goddamn exact same thing because I forget that JRPGs is just grind.
Turn-based?
Yes, turn-based combat. Well,
Trunks is in it, though, right?
Yeah, everybody's Trunks in that fucking game. The game fucking
I'm
sucks.
I'm into that.
Shit sucks.
Time-traveling sword people?
You're playing Diablo 3 Season 15. I can't wait.
Who told you?
I did.
Oh, shit.
You a wizard?
Yeah, it's cool. Diablo's cool. I spent $15 to have a necromancer because I haven't played those yet. Yeah. And I'm blowing up corpses and spawning some skeletals and having a great time.
I'm good. I'm going to get back into it. I usually play every season. Now we know that they have two caches for every thing.
Bounty you do. Yep.
So that's fucking great. You don't
have to farm as much.
I'm all about that. So good. Diablo 3 is pretty good.
It's good. It's hot.
You are fucking higher than a kite.
When did it come out?
Release dates on this show.
When did it come out? The Dynasty Warriors 1?
Dynasty Warriors 2 came out in 2000. Warriors Orochi came out in motherfucking 2007.
Yeah, I'm playing 3. Warriors Orochi 3 right now.
Gears of War came out in 2000.
I'm talking about original Dynasty Warriors. Came out in like 95. Wasn't the first release for PlayStation?
Sound go up into space.
Oh,
that's all YouTube video about
it. Did come out for the original PlayStation.
People who do it are cheaters.
Yeah.
It was a fighting game.
Yeah. I've been playing it since like 95.
That's for sure.
Hang on.
So I got PlayStation. Uh-oh. Oh, what did you just do?
Back on track.
Yikes. Either way, we're going to speed it up once Nick finds out when Dynasty Warriors came out.
Came out right now.
We are also, you know what? We're going to end it with Orcstabber.
We're going to end what with Orcstabber?
We're
going to
end this podcast with Orcstabber.
Orcs don't come
Someone's
here and stab
getting killed
by an orc.
Guys, put your bets in.
I 1997.
97?
Was one Dynasty
okay.
Warriors.
That's
game.
Not bad. That's
I've
not
that
too
Will
far
Smith
away
movie.
From
Orcs aren't that bad.
So if you're listening to this episode, you've probably seen, if not heard, Beards at Play, our new spinoff project. Which should be on the website, I believe.
Very soon, very soon. We get to hear.
If not up
it's
by the time you
right
listen
now.
To this, it should. Yeah.
Andrew Miller's beautiful voice as he tells about the game called Lancer.
With lots of big robots.
Yeah. But Orcstabber.
Yep. What happens in that game? What's the first thing?
Well, Mike and I, we kickstarted that for $2.
That's true. $2
very nice.
For half a game.
Yeah, and it was really funny. My Orcstabber is Orc Planter. Or Orc Gardener?
Orc Gardener. So this is the thing. The guy who ran that Kickstarter, he thought today that he saw the first like two people reuniting with their copies or whatever.
Oh,
the
like
game.
In real life?
Like somebody on Twitter and somebody on this other thing both were like, hey, here's my copy.
Oh, okay.
Turns out he doesn't know. You, I think, are actually the first like official reconnect because you have the upper half of Orc Gardener and I saw somebody post the bottom half of Orc Gardener on this chat.
Oh my god.
Almost a month and a half ago.
I need to post that picture. I need to get on.
I've already stolen your picture and I've thrown it up on the website.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
You're
great.
Welcome.
I'm the one. Yeah, so I got Orc Gardener and Mike, you got what? Orc.
So trying to talk to Dustin about how we should have our pages ripped in half led to both of us getting different rips. So I didn't get a top. I got a right side.
Oh, fuck.
And you got a top. So you have the title, and I just have something stabber. And at the bottom, in scribbles, is something I can't really read.
Yeah, because they cut out stabbing and put something else in.
A
different word.
But not for all of them.
Like mine is, instead of stabbing, it just says
gardening.
And they scribble it out.
And you don't have a fighting stat. You've got
a planting stat.
You've got a planting stat. Mine at the bottom's got something like roll this for this and to track some other thing. I can't read the handwriting on it.
Luckily, we get the PDF, so
we
know the rules.
We get PDF with none of the customizations.
Yeah.
But people in the wild got stuff like Anarchy Stabber, which just has the big old Anarchy logo in the middle. It says no rules written on it in big red font, which is really fucking funny.
Yeah, the game's all about you make an orc really quick. You attack monsters. You kill the orc when you kill the monster, or you get killed by the monster. Make new orc.
Yep.
And then if you win, you orc get bigger.
Orc get bigger.
You use a D. You move to like from D6 to a D8 for damage or some shit. It's very fun. But why I bring that up is because Mike has brought to my attention that the creators of Orcstabber have released Sandy Pug Games. Yes, have released a new Kickstarter called
Americana. Which is role-playing in the 1950s America that never was.
Oh, fuck yes.
So if you're listening to this podcast, Seth, you might know about a game called Shadowrun. You probably don't, actually. Yeah. Shadowrun is, what if Cyberpunk...
Well, there's video game versions of that.
Yeah,
so.
But Seth plays Final Fantasy XI.
Okay.
I wonder if the people who made that Shadowrun shit, if they hate every time they hear like the video game version of Shadowrun.
Yes, they do.
So I imagine they fucking 100%. Hate that shit.
They 100%.
Oh, you don't know about the video game version? Okay.
Well, so they like this...
If, if you didn't make your fucking game so goddamn confusing,
they like the SNES,
I would play their role-playing game.
And they like it the Genesis confusing. Versions of Shadowrun, but they don't like the 360 version of Shadowrun. This is a side story for a different project.
that 360 demo was great.
But no, so that game is just, hey, what Excuse if me. What if future cyberpunk, but then also there are elves and orcs and magic and stuff.
In America.
In Americana, this new game is, hey, what if elves and orcs and magic and shit existed in 1950s America that you guys also had, like, and then you're like, because I think the whole premise is you all create a best friend that is dead, or who's been murdered. And you're solving the murder mystery.
Dude, I'm so in. I can't wait to spend money on this fucking thing.
And
what's a hardcover book? Do you have it up?
I don't know. So I know they're doing print on demand. Like,
oh, they use a drive-thru RPG?
Right. So I believe the way the tiers work, $6 if you're poor, get you the PDF. $10 if you're not poor, get you the PDF. And then I don't know what the price is, but you get the PDF and you get a coupon that you can use on drive-thru RPG to pay for the print on demand at cost.
Okay. I'm down for that. You know me, I spend a lot of money on Kickstarters.
And they've posted a preview of the races that you can play in this game.
Okay.
And I figured I would go through this real quick with you.
Thank you.
Because I know you're a big fan of races.
That sounds rough. Yes, I am a fan of races. Give me.
So you can play as orcs.
Great.
They are passionate, dedicated, and inexplicably attractive to everyone.
Yeah.
They're from a dimension sideways to ours and believe godhood is attainable by mastery of skills and self. There are elves.
Blam.
Spiritual beings.
Blam,
spat out by the 16th world.
Get the fuck out of here.
I thought you were pulling this. Hold on. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Where do I gotta go?
Oh, I'm gonna get him and pull my dick out. What?
He's just pulling his demon out.
No, don't pull his demon out.
Spider-Man, keep the spinner in your pants.
Don't pull the demon out. Don't pull the
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, get that demon out of here. He has three web shooters.
Oh.
Dwarves, they've emerged from volcanoes all around the world, claimed to be from a ruined underground society, carved faces into mountains to live in, decorated with big neon lights.
Could you have a beach dwarf?
You could probably have a beach dwarf.
Like from Hawaii. They came out of the volcanoes in Hawaii. 100%. Like, hey, brother.
Dragons, Earth's magic made manifest, once were the size of entire cities, now just kind of cool, can change their outward appearance by hibernating for a while and are encouraged to experiment and explore this to find their true selves.
Okay.
Goblins, time travelers from a devastated future that they refuse to tell us about. Bit of a downer about the whole thing, honestly. Were-creatures, intergalactic comet-riding dictator overthrowing tourists who once nearly conquered the entire world. They're very sorry. Undead, Necromancer Charlemagne's battle species, gained sentience and killed him in a battle that spanned space and time. Lost the ability to speak, but used their newfound empire to get everyone to learn sign language, so it's totally cool. And then humans, just an enormous mess, basically.
I'm down, I'm ready. Definitely check out the Sandy Pug games. I've been very pleased when I found my copy of Orcstabber because I lost it.
Oh, speaking of, so just to roll back to Orcstabber real quick, I don't think you know about this. They were running an ARG before they launched Americana, and the ARG basically said in September of, like, I think September 25th or something, come to this location in, I think it was Wisconsin, it might have been in Maine, it was some state that was far enough away that we couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
One person went, she met...
I saw it. Where the orc dude left. Like, he went through the...
Oh, yeah, he went through the portal.
You get this orc stabber.
She got the orc stabber.
That's fucking cool.
A very expensive custom blade that they had made to give to her as reward for coming out. And he got to eat her the cookie she made.
Yeah, and he was playing Lemmy the orc, or is it Lemmy?
I think it's Liam Gamzar, which is the first name of one of the designers at Sandy Pug and the last name of the other. But
yeah, and he was just like, okay, get out of here.
Okay, you got to leave. I got to go back to Karzok now, or whatever the fuck.
No, it was good. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
For a game, they put a lot of work into a game that is enough. Yeah, and they made $5,000.
Something like that. Yeah.
That was fucking crazy. That's awesome. That's the beauty of Kickstarter, man. And I've got a lot of shit things from Kickstarter. But
like your paper wallet.
Yeah. No, my paper wallet's great. Got it in my pocket right now. It's fantastic.
Is that sarcasm?
Scion,
no, have you seen it? Did I show you my paper wallet?
No, I have not seen your butt pocket.
Be careful. If it gets wet, it'll fall apart.
No, it won't. It's oh, don't lick me.
It's made of paper.
Don't lick my wallet.
Consenticle was a Kickstarter, right?
Yeah, we're going to play that.
Fucking... That's horrible. I don't
yeah, join in for the next.
No, I love it because it gets bigger.
Your Nick and Dustin
as it starts to
playing Consenticle.
Well, Andrew already said he played Consenticle with me, so thanks a lot, Nick, for ruining my fucking life.
Fucking well.
On that, we're fucking done. I quit.
Fuck this. Send it.
Oh,